USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is billionaire, conservative activist, and philanthropist David Koch has died at the age of 79. Koch and his older brother Charles own the Nebraska-based energy and chemical company Koch Industries. Since 1983, David stepped away from running the company last year because of failing health. The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative donors. Again, David Koch has died at 93. As he considers giving President Trump a primary challenge, former Republican governor of South Carolina Mark Sanford is pointing to overspending and the federal deficit.
We now have a $22-plus trillion national debt. We've never had as high a debt before in our country's history.
He was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kendrick Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The G7 summit begins tomorrow in southwest France. President Trump will be in attendance, and the French President Emmanuel Macron has issued a call for members of the summit to discuss the issue of the record-breaking fires burning in the Amazon rainforest. He calls it an international crisis, and NASA Earth scientist Dr. Doug Morton says he's correct.
The Amazon is a critical resource, a harbor of biodiversity, and a storage of carbon. When it burns, that carbon is released to the atmosphere. It changes air quality for people near and far, and it changes our planet by adding greenhouse gases and exacerbating the problems of climate change.
He was speaking to NBC News. Brazil's president claims his political adversaries have been setting those fires. Well, Democratic Representative Seth Moulton is out of the race for the White House. He's expected to make it official with a speech at the DNC summer meeting today in San Francisco. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, "Just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.